Hope, thanks for joining us this afternoon. It's a beautiful day, and you, as co-chair of the Little Miami Watershed Network and the Little Miami Cleaners, care a lot about beautiful days like this and keeping them beautiful for the Miami Valley.
You better believe it. The Little Miami River is getting ready for a big group of people who come down to enjoy it every summer. We are very fortunate in that we live right on the river, so we get to see them all come by. And they are a wonderful group of people who are enjoying the great outdoors in the Little Miami River Valley. But they also tend to turn over in their canoes and lose a lot of things that end up in the river. And then as it floods, it moves around to different places. And every spring, the Little Miami River Cleaners has a cleanup. And that's going to be June the 9th. And we're going to be in canoes and walking the banks to help the river look its best for the summer tourists.
You actually get a lot of participation from volunteers for this.
We do. In fact, this year we've had so much participation. Last year we had over 200 volunteers in the canoes to clean up the river, and this year we expect even more. So we've opened a new section of the river. We'll be cleaning up from John Bryan State Park all the way down to Corwin.
That's quite a stretch. These are a tremendous resource for our area, the Little Miami that you're trying to take care of.
You're exactly right. I feel that the Little Miami River and its watershed and the parks and recreation areas that go with it are really an unappreciated asset of our communities.
Well, I think you're actually actively working to increase the appreciation. Are you working with a number of news organizations on all the efforts that are taking place?
We are. This is the 50th anniversary of the passage of this Ohio and the National Scenic River Acts. And we should be proud because Ohio passed it in February. It was the first in the nation. And then the federal government followed in October of 1968. A lot of that was due to Glenn Thompson, who was the editor of the Journal Herald back in the 1960s. He loved the river. I think he came out on it every day after work, but he was appalled at how much trash was in it and how it had degraded. So he worked real hard to get the state to pass its Scenic River Act, to get the Little Miami River as the first state and national scenic river designation, and to pass the national scenic river effort. So we have been trying to follow that up, keep the river clean, make sure his dream of having green on both sides of the river for its entire length and a place where people could go and recreate but also rejuvenate. And so we've been trying to keep that philosophy going. And this year, because it's the 50th anniversary, I'm trying to give 50 talks. So if you know of anybody that would like me to come speak to them or someone from our Speakers Bureau to come speak to them, please have them contact us because we're almost there, but not quite.
Okay. I'm sure we can keep you busy, but you're working with Beaver Creek and Greene County news organizations?
Yes, we are. The Greene County newspapers have become our print media partners, and we're, you know, always looking for other ways to make sure that the word gets out. And WISO is a big part of that because you really cover the Little Miami watershed, and that's what we're all about.
You've had a couple of great events just recently, but in addition to the Cleaners River Cleaners Project, what else do we have on tap for the summer?
Oh, well, July the 1st, we have a very fun event. You need to send someone down with a camera because we're having a paddle parade, which means that people will be in canoes or kayaks and paddling from Mill Launch in Bellbrook down to Washington Mill Park. And if you look closely, you might find someone who resembles me that's dressed up as the Little Miami Mermaid, complete with tail on a kayak. And then when I get to Washington Mill Park, we're going to have a great family fun day with lots of booths for children participation and giant kites, and from Cincinnati will be up, and it'll just be a wonderful fun time. So we hope everybody will come out for that, that groups like you will have a booth with children's activities and maybe even have a float in our paddle parade.
Oh, that's great. Any of these events, people can find out more about it at mylittlemiami.org?
Correct.
Okay.
That's great.
What else is taking place with the watershed? Kind of the logistics of what you're doing can be quite complicated. So I'm sure you're drawing in a number of volunteers, as we talked about, but other partner organizations.
Oh, we are. The Little Miami Watershed Network is an organization of partner organizations that work really hard to do their part to maintain the watershed, whether it's Tecumseh Land Trust or the Little Miami Conservancy or Beaver Creek Wetlands or the BW Greenway or Green County Parks and Trails or Bellbrook Sugar Creek Parks.
You've got more than 20 organizations.
Yes, more than 20. And each one of them would love and to come in and tell what they are doing to protect the watershed for you at some time.
Oh, great. Do you operate with everyday volunteers outside of your special events and projects?
Yes, we do. We have monthly meetings that we planned all this, and we'd love to have more volunteers in that effort. And we have all sorts of outreach committees that we can get people involved in. And in September, we're having our first ever Trailblazer adventure. And I think it's going to be great fun because we're going to give teams of 2 to 6 people a map. And they are not going to be able to use their cell phone, but they are going to be able to walk through Bellbrook and look for checkpoints that will have educational aspects to them. And they have to get checked off so that they've found this place. And then they're going to canoe from Bellbrook to Spring Valley. And then they're going to bike back from Spring Valley to Bellbrook in sort of an adventure race type atmosphere that will encourage people to be outside, to see the benefits of recreating in the watershed, and to have fun. And to learn about the wonderful asset we have here in our midst.
And to maybe look up from those phones and see the beauty around us.
Right. And to learn how to use a compass and, old-fashioned things like that.
You're going old school for this one.
Yeah.
that's great. What else do we have coming up?
Those are the basics. We're looking for communities to give us resolutions. The Greene County Commissioners have already done that, and we're going to Clinton County to pick up a resolution from them. Warren County has done it. It's a way to get people on a governmental level aware of the asset that we have here and to try to help them realize the value of protecting that asset, to make sure that development that's close to the river knows the proper way to protect it, which is to have streamside forests, to not have so much sediment and pollution going into the water, and to make sure that the water that does reach the streams and the river is as clean as possible. We have a program called PAL, which is Protect Our Water. And like here in Yellow Springs, which a Eagle Scout did for us last year, we're trying to put medallions on all the storm drains to remind people that only water goes down there, that we don't want cigarette butts, we don't want grass clippings, we don't want oil and gasoline from your car, we don't want any kind of lawn pesticides or herbicides, that only water goes down there because the fish and the other aquatic life that live in the river don't need all that. They especially don't need medicines. Last Saturday was turn in your medicine day, and that reminded me that fish don't really need antidepressants.
Right.
And so that we really need to be careful about what it goes down our toilet or down into our water systems.
And since you're cleaning up the rivers every June through the River Cleaners Project, they've got less to be depressed about.
Exactly. They have a cleaner home.
That's right. Since you touched a little bit on the political necessities of an organization like the Watershed Network and what needs to take place there, how would you summarize the state and federal readiness to act on efforts like yours?
They're supportive. If there is a threat to the watershed, they're usually more reactive than they are proactive. And so it really takes citizens groups to be proactive and to stand up to development that would be very detrimental to the river. I just would like to encourage people to make sure that the runoff from their yards and gardens are pollutant-free. People don't realize that the fertilizers and things that they put on their yards end up into the river, particularly if there are bare sprots on their yards, and that all those pesticides and fertilizers do bad things to the water. In fact, a recent study I read that ties in with the Beyond Pesticides movement here in Yellow Springs is that the pesticides that are killing the bees are also killing the fish, because that residue is washing into the rivers one way or the other and doing great harm. There is first indicator that there's problems in a river when the hardscape, when the hard surfaces in an area gets above 10%. And in the watershed, particularly around Beaver Creek and Kettering, those areas that are completely built out and are already up to 20 to 30%. So we have to be really careful what goes down those storm drains, because the storm drain makes the water disappear from our perspective. But from the river's perspective, it sends the water into a concrete culvert that is a fast-moving stream that has no way to slow itself down, because it doesn't curve, it doesn't bend, it doesn't have grass, it doesn't have anything that can absorb the water. And so the water races down that culvert underground river and dumps right into streams and carries all the pollutants with it. And then those streams carry it on down to the bigger rivers. And that's a real problem in the urbanized areas. And the Little Miami River is the only scenic river in the state that has the full length, all 107 miles of it, declared scenic. Most of the other 14 in the state have just small sections. So we have a large area to protect. It is the only river that has a metropolitan area at its top up here in the Xenia, Dayton, Yellow Springs area, and then down at its bottom at the Cincinnati area before it dumps into the Ohio River. So it has a lot of threats. On the west side of the river, the threats are all about urbanization, and on the east side, it's all about agriculture and the things that are put both on lawns and on our fields that really have a detrimental effect to the quality of the water.
You've talked about doing 50 talks this year for the 50th anniversary. I think that's probably a low number, considering how much you would need to keep talking about this to keep awareness and action up on the part of community members.
I think you're absolutely right. And next year is the 50th anniversary of the Little Miami River being declared the state's first scenic and national river. So I might challenge myself to another 50. So please help us get the word out that we're available.
Well, great. And again, that that website for any information on volunteering or actions that people can take in their own homes, in their own yards and communities, would be mylittlemiami.org?
Correct.
Great. Hope Taft, thanks so much for your time today, and we look forward to getting out there this summer and maybe even seeing you in that mermaid outfit.
Yeah, that's going to be a real trip.
We're going to get some photos.
That's going to be a big splash.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.